Alright, today's daf is Chulin Daf Dalid. We are holding on at Daf Gimel and Beis. We went through yesterday all of the six explanations of how to read our Mishnah. We went through the problem that the Mishnah starts off, HaKol Shochtin sounds like Chachilish, Ketasim Ksheir sounds B'dieved. And after we went through all six ways of explaining the Mishnah, we then went through why each reason doesn't hold like the others. So now we're going to go back a little bit to discuss some of these reasons, some of these explanations that were given for the Mishnah, namely the two that deal with Kuti. We had both Abaye and Rava on Gimel Amud Aleph discuss the possibility that when we say Hakol Shochtin, that it's coming to include a Kuti. The difference between Abaye and Rava, just to get us back into it, was that Abaye said that Hakol Shochtin Vafilu Kuti is only when Yisrael is Omid Al Gabav, but if Yisrael is only Yotze V'Nichnas, is only coming in and out and not standing there the entire time, then L'Chadchila you're not allowed a Shecht, but if you do, you could give him a taste of a Kazayis Basar, and if he eats it, it's good. Rava held, no, even if you're Yotze V'Nichnas, that's good enough. Even l'chadchila, that would be good enough. Now, toward the end of the shiur yesterday, we mentioned this concept of rov mitzuyin etzel shchita mumchin hein, that most people that are involved in shchita are mumchin, and we had that statement of Rava that even a mumar ochel nevelus l'teyavon, the halacha is that you bodik sakim v'nosino it's mutzik lechel mishchita so. So we see that there is this general idea that people are assumed to be trusted when it comes to l'chashchita. Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Aleph, Si'if Aleph, first Si'if in Shulchan Aruch, HaKol Shochtin L'Chadchila, Shulchan Aruch goes on to say, Afilu Ein Makir Noso Shemuchsak Lishchot Shelo Yisalef. Even if you don't know that he's not going to faint, you don't know that he's Muchsak, that he could do the job. V'gamein Yodin Boshu Mumchav Yodea Hilcho Shchita. You don't know, and this relates to Ravina on Gimel and Beis, the two days of Ravina. Even if you don't know that he knows Hilcho Shchita, because still you're allowed to give him mutulitin l'chadchila l'shchot, you're allowed to let him shech l'chadchila u'mutulachol mishchitaso, and you're allowed to eat from mishchita mipnei sharov haregilin l'shchot ebecheskas mumchin muchzakin. Most of the people who involve themselves in shchita are assumed to be experts in the halacha and muchzak in actually knowing how to do the shchita. Says the Shulchan Aruch, but when is that talking about? That's only b'she'en l'faneinu. That's if the shochet's not here anymore. But if he's in front of us, so then you need to check if he's a mumcha. You need to test him, see if he knows hilcho shchita. But you don't have to ask him if he's nisalef. You don't have to ask him if he gets queasy and if he faints when he does shchita. That is the shita of the gaonim, that anyone, anytime the shochet is in front of you and it's efshar levarer, there's a way to clarify if he knows hilcho shchita, you must clarify. This rov, that rov mitzuyin etzel shchita mumchanein, is true, it's halacha, but you're not allowed to rely on the rov if you have the ability to clarify. You have to clarify if you have the ability to clarify. So l'chora, this is a little bit difficult to understand, because if you're l'chadchila, you're not allowed to rely on a rov when it's possible to clarify, when it's efshar levarer, so why don't you have to ask him if he's nisalef, if he's right in front of you, so why do you rely on that rov? Why don't you have to be mevarer and ask him if he has issues with being misalef? So in the same halacha where we said that you're not allowed to rely on the rov about his expertise, you are allowed to rely on the rov whether he's misalef. So the Ramban in his Chidushim to Chulin Gimel Amud Beis right here, and the Malchamos over here, has a major chiddush. He says that which we don't rely on a rov is when it's efshar levarer is only by a rov garua, when there's a miur hamatzoi going up against the rov. So if the rov is not a great rov to begin with, then you're not going to rely on the rov, and that's why the halacha is when there's a miut she'eno matzoi, when the rov is not countered by a significant miut, it's a miut she'eno matzoi against the rov, then you'll rely on the rov even when it's possible to be mevarer. Apparently the rov of people that are not misalef when it comes to shchita is a much more significant rov than the rov mitzuyin etzel shchita mumchenheim. And that's why, this concept is the reason why when we shecht an animal and we check for treifus, we only really check the lungs. There are dozens of treifus that could be problems in the animal. We don't check for them. We don't look for them. The reason, it's efshar levarer. If we would just check, we could see if it does or doesn't. How can we rely on the rov that it doesn't have those treifos? trefels, because the rove that the rove of all the other trefels is a significant rove, and there's no mida matzoi against it. It's a mida she'ena matzoi that they would be other kinds of trefels, so we don't even have to check for it. But on the lungs, it's a mida matzoi. By the lungs, it's a significant minority where there are problems on the lungs, and therefore we have to check for it. So that's the chiddush of the Ramban that answers our Gemara. So Rav Shechter, in his notes on the Rav Shurim in Shurei Rav on page Dalid, he writes that l'chora you could explain the Ran as follows. The Ramban rather as follows. What does he mean? Why is it that a rove that has a mira matzoi against it, you're not allowed to rely on the rove, but if there's no mira matzoi against it, you're allowed to rely on the rove? So he says there's a famous chakira about the idea of following rov b'makom safek. Is rov a mevarer? Does rov clarify the metzius b'toras vadai, where it says, because this is the rov, you have the right to assume that this is certainly so? Or maybe rov is only a machria, or what we would call a nihug. Rov tells you what to do in certain situations, but it doesn't actually answer the question b'toras vadai as to what the metzius is. This is a famous chakira, the kovitz biurim, of Elchanan Wasserman in his Ha'aris on the Shev Shmeitzin, Oz Dalid, says that Rov is Mevarer the Maisa, and he says that's why Rubuv Chazak or Ruba Adiv, because Chazak is only a Hanhaga. Rov is Mevarer, that Rov clarifies. Another Nafkamina would be we don't follow Rov B'makom Tati Desasri. Chazaka does work Minatori, even B'makom Tati Desasri. Okay, but that's the basic Hakira. So the Ramban holds that you could be Mechalik between a case where it's a Mira Matsui and a Micheena Matsui. When there's a Mira Matsui, a significant minority against the Rov, so the rove is not such a great rove. It's mistaver. In that case, the rove does not have the ability to be mevarer the metzius b'toras vadai. It only tells you how to be noheg. It's machria how to be noheg b'makom safek. That's the din of rove. And therefore, if you're able to be mevarer, so don't rely on a nihug when you have the ability to be mevarer. Then you'd have to go clarify. So if the rove that metzui nesu shchita mumchenheim is not a mevarer, it's only a nihug, but you have the ability to be mevarer by asking the guy, so go and ask the guy. But when it's a miyat she'eno matzoi, and the rove is a very strong rove, like the rove of people that are not nisalef when it comes to the shechita, so the rove is already a mevarer. The rove is not just a niyug, it's a mevarer. So there's no reason to go be mevarer further. You already have a mevarer. You've already been mevarer. That's how Rav Soloveitchik explained that shita of the Ramban. The Ramban also says that the Ramban writes further that the reason l'chadchila you have to check the shochet to see if he knows hilcha shchita is because even though rov metzui neso shchita mumchenheim, there's also a chazak on the behema that the behema b'chaya b'cheskas iser omedas, that the behema while it's alive has a cheskas iser, and a rov that has a chazaka together with it is not treated like a vadai. So what the Ramban is adding, that even if it's a rov ma'alya, even if it's a really strong rove, it's not mevarer the metzius when there's a chazaka against it. It's only a machria, a nihug, when there's a chazaka against it. And therefore, you can't rely on a rove, even as a mevarer, when there's a chazaka against it. That's the idea of the two possibilities of what rove accomplishes and how that explains this idea of rove metzui neitzel shchita mumchen. Okay, there's more to say on that, but let's make sure we get through today's daf. Maybe we'll come back to that later. So we are holding right now again on the bottom of daf Gimel Amud Beis. Three lines from the bottom. Tan Rabbanan, Shchitas Kuti Muter. So again, we're going back to this issue of Shchitas Kuti. So we said, Akol Shochtin, both Abaye and Rava said it means even a Kuti can check. Just Abaye says you need a Yisrael Omer Al Gabav. Rava says that even a Yotzei V'Nichnas is good enough. You don't need Omer Al Gabav. So says the Gemara, Tan Rabbanan, Shchitas Kuti Muter. Bamed Dvar Mamurim Kishe Yisrael Omer Al Gabav. That's only true when it's Yisrael Omer Al Gabav. Aval Bo Matzo Sheshachat. But if all you did was you came in and found that he shechted, which means you weren't even Yotzei v'Nichnas, you just came in and found that he had shechted, then you got to cut out a kezayis of meat, give it to him and see if he eats it. Achla mutar lechol mishchita. So if he does eat it, so then you can eat from mishchita. V'imla avasa lechol mishchita. So if he doesn't eat it, then you're not allowed to eat from mishchita. This is the brisa. Kiyotze bo matzu biyadu da kurya shel tziparim. If you find in the kuti's hand a string of birds, a whole bunch of birds together, kotei rosh shel echad mehen, cut off the head of one of the birds, v'nosin lo, and give him to eat it. Achla mutar lechol mishchitaso. If he eats it, so then it's mutter to eat from his shchita. V'imlav asa lechol mishchitaso. And if he doesn't eat it, then you're not allowed to eat from his shchita. So before we get to what the raya is, the Rosh Yosef explains that over here we're talking about that the kuti shechted them in order to sell them b'shuk. But if he shechted them l'tzorach atzmo, and you just walked in and you found that he was shechting birds for himself to eat, it may not even be necessary to test him, because to see if he eats it. If he was shechting it for himself, so then you know that he would do the job, because again, the kuti is matbid about shchita, he's just not matbid about lifnei iver. So if it's evident that he was shechting it for himself and he had no intention to sell it, then that's enough to rely on. The Tiferes Yaakov, one of the Achronim, explains that the chiddush over here is that you're allowed to buy from him birds and to be somech lechadchila on the achilas kuti, to be somech lechadchila when he tastes something, and you don't have to be choshesh that you'll forget to do this test of the kuti. You don't have to be choshesh that maybe because of embarrassment the kuti will eat it even if he didn't do a proper shechita. You don't have to be choshesh for any of those things. If you do this test, even lechadchila, you're allowed to go and buy things from the kuti. But that second half of the brisa is not going to be our emphasis. Our emphasis is on the first half of the brisa. We had a machlokas Abai and Rava whether it's good enough when a kuti shechts to have a yotze v'nichnas, or do you need a Yisrael Omer al Gabav? So says the Gemara, Abaye diek mi resha, Rava diek mi seifa. Abaye was medayek that you need a Yisrael Omer al Gabav from the very first line of the Braisa, when it says that Bamedvar Mamurim Kishi Yisrael Omer al Gabav, and Rava was medayek from the second line of the Braisa, when it said that when is it a problem? Only if you walked in and found him already shechting. Sounds like anything short of that would be okay, namely Yotze v'nichnas would be okay. Abaye diek mi resha. The Reisha says when Yisrael Omer al Gabav, that's good enough. Makes it sound like if it's Yotzi v'Nichnas, it's not good enough. Rava diek mi seifa. Rava was medayek from the seifa. Time deba umatzo sheshachat. The reason why it's not okay is when you go, is because you walked in and found them shechting. But if it was any better than that, excuse me, avli yotzi v'Nichnas, shaper dami. If you were Yotzi v'Nichnas, that would be good enough. So, Frekta Gemara, the obvious problem, Ula Abaye Kasha Seifa. What's Abaye going to do with the Seifa? And obviously, we're going to have to ask the flip side also, what's Rava going to do with the Reisha? But first, Abaye, so Amar Lecha, Abaye will answer you, Yotze V'Nichnas Nami Ba Umatzo Karule. When a person is Yotze V'Nichnas, we call that Ba Umatzo. We call that, when the Braisa says, you walk in and you find him, that's referring to a situation where either you stop walking and find him, or you're Yotze V'Nichnas. In both situations, the point is, you weren't standing there. You didn't see the entire shechita mitchilas v'atzof. Mela, that's not good enough. I l'Rava kasha reisha. What's Rava going to do with the reisha where it was clear about Omer al Gabav? Amar l'cha yotze v'nichnas nami ka Omer al Gabav dami. A yotze v'nichnas is like Omer al Gabav. That accomplishes the same thing as Omer al Gabav. So we say Omer al Gabav, we don't mean literally Omer al Gabav. We mean Omer al Gabav and anything that accomplishes the same goals as Omer al Gabav. Notice the difference in Lashon. On Abaye's side, we said that Yotze v'nichnas is karile. We call that bo matzo karile. That's called bo matzo. On Rava's side, we said Yotze v'nichnas not karule Omer al Gabav, but is ki Omer al Gabav dami. And the point is that according to Rava, it's the words Omer al Gabav can't mean Yotze v'nichnas, right? The Omer al Gabav doesn't mean you're walking in and walking out. Those words, the taich just doesn't fit. Whereas Ba'u Matzo could refer to Yotze v'Nichnas, because when you're Yotze v'Nichnas, you are Ba'u Matzo. When you're Yotze v'Nichnas, you will walk in at some point and find shechted birds if you're Yotze v'Nichnas. So it actually fits the words. What Rav is saying is that the whole point of Omer al Gabav is to create a sense of mirtas, is to create a sense of fear that the kuti is not going to want to mess anything up because he's afraid of being caught. When you're Omer al Gabav, obviously he's afraid of being caught, and Rava just says he's also afraid of being caught if you're Yotze v'Nichnas. That accomplishes the same thing as Omer al Gabav. So the Ritva points out that the Gemara could have asked, you know, the Gemara says, what does Abaye do with the Sefer? What does Rava do with the Resha? The Gemara could have asked much more pashut, that it's a stira between the Resha and the Sefer. Right, just in the Braisa itself, that the Resha is mashma, that you're not allowed to give him l'chadchila if he sells Yosef Nichnas. The Sefer is mashma, that if he sells Yosef Nichnas, you can give him l'chadchila. But the Ritva says the Gemara would have rather been mitareitz this kasha agav being mitareitz Abaye and Rava, because really that's where we're coming from. We're coming from Abaye and Rava, so the steer in the Braisa sort of answers itself once you're mitareitz Abaye and Rava. And you see that there are two ways to read the Braisa. You can read it like Abaye, you can read it like Rava, and neither one has a problem at the end of the day, with the Braisa. The Marsha writes that the Gemara could not have asked the steer in the Braisa itself, because you could have explained the Braisa that if Yisrael is Omer al Gabav, you give him l'chadchila. If Yisrael is Yotzev and Nichnas, b'diyevet it's kosher even without being bodekim, but l'chadchila you shouldn't rely on Yotzev and Nichnas, and bo matzo, then you need the bedika. Meaning, it could be both halachos are true in the Braisa, and the Braisa simply doesn't discuss Yotzev v'nichnas. The Braisa itself wouldn't be a problem, because Yotzev v'nichnas might fall halachically somewhere in between the two cases that are discussed in the Braisa. The Braisa discusses if you're Omer al Gabav, that's Vadei okay even l'chadchila. The Braisa discusses Bo Matzo, that even B'dievet is not okay unless you check him. But maybe Yotzev v'nichnas is somewhere in the middle. L'chadchila you shouldn't do it, but B'dievet would be okay even without checking him. So the Braisa itself is not really problematic. That's how the Marshal explains why we don't ask on the Braisa. Now, we mentioned yesterday that there is a Shita in Tosos, the second, two days in Tosos and Gimel Amidal, the second day that according to Abaye, if Yisrael is Yosef Nichnas, the Bedika is not going to be Ma'akim. Right? That if Yisrael is, even though Abaye says Yosef Nichnas is not good enough, you don't need to do the Bedika if he's Yosef Nichnas. So the Achronim will ask, according to that, maybe the Braisa is saying in the Sefer, Bo Matzo, because when you Bo Matzo, Meikar Adin, you need Bedika. But when Yisrael is Yosef Nichnas, Meikar Din, you don't need Bedika. It's only because it's Efshar Levarer that you need to be Mevarer. So the Tzlach explains based on what he writes in the Sefer Nod Yehuda, that Tosus is only speaking about a case where the Behema belongs to Yisrael. But when a Kuti is Shochet, a Behema or an oath that belongs to him, Me'ikar Adin, you would need Bedika according to Abaye, even with the Yosef Nichnas, and the Braisa is talking about a Behema and an oath of a Kuti. So you can't tell me that you're not going to need Bedika in that case. Okay, says the Gemara Vayitu. Now the second half of the Braisa said, that if you find that he's got a whole bunch of birds, so test him. Cut the head off of one of the birds, notice only one of the birds, and see if he eats it, and then if he eats it, you can assume that all the birds are kosher. Maybe the one bird who said you chopped off to test him is the one bird that was shechted properly, but maybe the rest of them are not shechted properly. How can you rely on all the birds just because he ate one of them? So no, we're dealing with a case where he doesn't see which bird you're giving him. You hide it sort of underneath your coat or something, and you cut off the head of one of the birds, and you give that one to him, and he has no idea which one it is. So if he only shechted one of them properly or some of them properly, he wouldn't eat it because it would be risking violating an issur of eating an avela, and he wouldn't do that. So says Gemara, yeah, but maybe he knows which one it is because v'dilma simana havayav lebigavei. Maybe he put some sort of simen on the bird that he shechted properly that you don't recognize. Maybe he, ripped off a feather in a certain part or did something, made some sort of cut on the head, something to indicate which one was shechted properly. So maybe you don't realize. You think you're tricking him and he can't identify the bird, but maybe he has some sort of simen and he can identify the bird and he's only eating it because that's the one that was shechted properly, but the rest were not shechted properly. So Amram Misharshid Dimim Mas Mesle Mas Muse. That we're dealing where you mush it up in a way, you crush it up in a way that there's no way there's any identifiable simen that's left. And therefore, even if there were a simen there, there's no way he could still see it. So Frekli Gemara Vaitu though Vidilma Kasavri Kutim ain't Shchita La'of Minatorah, but maybe Kutim hold that there's no requirement of Shchita on a bird Minatorah. So maybe anyway he's not going to be so makbid whether there was or wasn't Shchita. So says, because it doesn't say explicitly in the Torah that you need Shchita on an oath, The Gemara says, actually, here, Darsa Chalada Agrama V'Ikor Miksivan. None of the halachos of Shechita are really said in the Torah either. And yet we assume that if he's makbet to do Shechita, then he's going to be makbet to do all of the halachos of Shechita. So, once we assume they're muksuk to do Shechita, we assume they're muksuk to do Shechita properly. So, over here also, once they're muksuk to do Shechita, we assume they're muksuk to do Shechita on Ophos, even though it's not explicit in the Torah. The Achronim raise the following kasha. We said that you hide the birds from him so he can't identify which one it is, and therefore it's going to be a suffix by him, so he's not going to eat it unless they're all really kosher. Maybe he's not going to recognize which one it is, and he'll still eat from it because of Bittul Barov. The bird that's Aser, maybe it would be Bittul Barov. And don't tell me that Tzipor is a berry and berry is Eina B'Tel Be'elef, because it's Memasmes, like you crushed it up. And even if you didn't crush it up, Midar Raisa, Beria is Batel also. It's only Midar Abanan that a Beria is not Batel. So how do you know for sure that he shechted everything properly just because he's willing to eat one? Maybe he's just relying on Bittul Barov. So the Teferis Yaakov is Metarets that the din of Bittul Isser is learned from the Pasuk of Achrei Rab Lahatos. Kutim don't make that drasha. The pasuk says Achrei Lahatos in the context of Sanhedrin. That when you have a Sanhedrin, the majority votes one way, so you follow that Sanhedrin. But there are several other halachos that are learned from that pasuk of Achrei Lahatos. We learn not only as Linun Basar Ruba, but we learn Bittul Barov also from Achrei Lahatos. But a kuti doesn't make that drasha. So anytime there's a chashash iser, the kuti is going to assume that it's aser. He doesn't rely on Bittul Barov. So if he doesn't rely on Bittul Barov, that's why you can assume that if he's going to eat any of it, you have the right to assume that that it was shechted properly. He wouldn't risk it. He wouldn't eat anything that was not shechted properly.
Why do we give this kutim such a benefit of the doubt that he wouldn't eat the veil?
Because we said that the kutim, any mitzvah that they observe better than Jews observe. They're very, very makpid about the mitzvahs that they observe. The only thing is, they only observe Torah Shabbat. So they don't observe. There are a lot of mitzvahs that they don't observe. Yeah. Well, we'll see. We'll see. But but presumably that's the understanding. So they're very frum about what they keep, but what they don't keep, they don't keep. So Frek the Gemara, the ichzuk lo ichzuk. Now Frek the Gemara just points out, zak the Gemara v'ichzuk lo ichzuk b'delo k'siva tanaihi. Now whether the issue of them being muchzak in a mitzvah on something that's not explicit in the Torah, that is the subject of machlokas tanaim. What the status is, a mitzvah that's not written beferish in the Torah, and we see that they're careful about it, do you have the right to assume that they're muchzak to be kosher in such a mitzvah? That is subject of machlokas tanaim. The Tanya, we have a brayse that says as follows, matzas kuti muteres. The matzah of a kuti is mutter, v'adam yosef ari dechavas pesach. Kuti bakes matzah, it's mutter, you can use it for your mitzvah on Pesach. Rabbi Lazar Omer, Oser l'fi she'ein b'kiin b'tuktuke mitzvos ki Yisrael. Rabbi Lazar says it's aser because they're not really careful like Jews are about the mitzvahs. Rabbi Shung Miel Omer, no! Kol mitzvah she'chziku b'kutim, harbe medaktikim b'yosem Yisrael. If they're careful about mitzvahs, they're more careful about those mitzvahs that they're careful about, they're more careful about than a Jew would be careful about. So Amar Mar, so we have three opinions here, right? First opinion says, it's okay to eat their matzah. Second opinion says, not okay. Third opinion, yes, okay. So obviously we're going to have to discuss what's the difference between one and three. So Amar Mar, matzah kuti mitaras vadim yotze b'yidech havas v'pesach. Pshita. Of course it's mutter. Why wouldn't you be able to be yotze with their matzah on Pesach? No, ma'u d'tema lo b'ki b'shimur. I might think they're not b'ki in how to do shimur properly, and therefore they can't, they're not either shimur michameitz or shimur l'shma to be yotze the matzah's mitzvah. So kamash v'lan, therefore comes to tell me that they are b'kiyim b'shimur. Rabbi Lazar also l'fishem b'kiyim b'tuktukim mitzvahs k'savah lo b'kiyim b'shimur. Rabbi Lazar, who says that it's a problem, holds they're not b'kiyim b'shimur, that they're not trusted to do shmira. Rabbi Shimon Meliel l'omer kol mitzvah she'chziku b'akutim harbi medaknum v'yosem Yisrael. And Rabbi Shimon Meliel says, no, whatever mitzvahs they observe really, really well. Frankly, Gemara Haini Tanakama. Rabbi Shimon Meliel saying the same exact thing as the Tanakama. Maybe what they're arguing about is a mitzvah that it says in the Torah, but we have no first-hand knowledge of them being actually muchzak in that mitzvah, of being careful about that mitzvah. Tanakama will hold that as long as it's in the Torah, you have every right to assume a kuti is careful about it, even though you have no evidence that the kutim are careful about this particular mitzvah. And Rosh Hashanah will say, being in the Torah is not enough. enough. It has to be in the Torah, and we have to know that they're muchzak in this mitzvah. Only when you have both of those things can you rely on the kutim. So if that's what the machlokas is, this is not the Tanai that we promised. We said before we're gonna have a machlokas Tanaim about things that are not written in the Torah that are muchzak in. This machlokas Tanaim seems to be about things that are written in the Torah, but we don't know that they're muchzak. So ihachi kal mitzvah shechziku b'kutim. Well, wait a second. If that's what they're arguing about, why does Rav Shmuel Gamliel use the lashon of any mitzvah that the kutim were muchzak in? What he should say is, we're dealing with mitzvahs written in the Torah. Once that's the baseline, that we're dealing with mitzvahs written in the Torah, if they're muchzak in it, that's what it should say. It should have said, if they're muchzak in it, then good. If not, not. What's whole mitzvah shechzikuba? It sounds like we're making a new rule, that we're not working with a baseline of something that's already written in the Torah. Ella, Ika ben Ayu, rather, what's the real machlokas between the Tanakam and Shungam Liel? To look siva the ichzikuba. A situation where you have a mitzvah, it's not written in the Torah, but they are muchzak in it. Tanakam is having to look siva, alphagav the ichzikuba, namilo. Tanakam will say, since it's not written in the Torah, I don't care that it looks like they're muchzak in this mitzvah. If it's not written in the Torah, absolutely not. We may not rely on them. Rav Shmuel Gamliel said, "Kivin deichzak ichzak." Rav Shmuel Gamliel will say, "No. Once they're muchzak in the mitzvah, they're muchzak in the mitzvah. It doesn't matter whether it's actually written in the Torah or not written in the Torah." Now, when we say matzahs kutim mutaris according to the Tanakama, so Rashi and the Ritva say we're not choshesh that it became chametz, that the dough is chametz. So all the Rishonim, Tosos over here, Tosos and Kiddushin, Tosos and Gittin, the Tosa Rush over here, and Kiddushin and Gittin, the Ritva, all the Rishonim raise the following question: it's usher to eat pas kuti, it's pasakum. So forget about everything else. It's pasakum. How are you allowed to eat it? So the Rishonim answer that we're talking about a dough that belongs to a Jew, that the kuti makes matzah out of the dough that belongs to the Jew, and maybe that wouldn't be subject to the isur pas kuti. The Ritva also says that maybe this halacha, this brisa, was taught before the gezeira was made against the pas. So if it was before the gezeira was made against the pas, so then it wasn't a factor in discussing this issue. The Tiferes Yaakov says that the Rishonim asked from Rabbi Lazar, who says pas kuti asura, but Rabbi Kiva's cholik. Rabbi Kiva thinks pas kuti is mutter. You have to go through the Mishnayis in Shvius and the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. But anyway, so so the Tiferes Yaakov finds it strange that we'd ask a kasha from the sheet of Rabbi Lazar when Rabbi Kiva's cholik and anyway holds it's mutter. Also, the Tiferes Yaakov points out, how did the Rishonim know that pas kuti is chamor from pas nachri? Pas nachri, as long as a Jew helps out in the afiyah, it's mutter. Why would pas kuti be any different? So that's the kasha that Tiferes Yaakov doesn't understand how the whole kasha gets off the ground. The other issue is that kutim are nechshav lifnei iver. So how could you be somech that it's not going to be huchmatz, whatever happened to the lifnei iver? So that the achronim will deal with. Maram Shif says we're speaking about a case where you see that the kuti himself eats from it on Pesach, like all the other cases we had before, where you give him to taste from it. So it's not just the lifnei iver issue. The marshal says that it's talking about the kuti is mefachid mi Yisrael, that he's worried that you might give him to taste from it, and if he's worried that you might give him to taste from it, he's going to be very careful to make sure it doesn't become chametz. Fine. Says Gemara Vayter, Gufa. Amar Ravi, Yisrael Mumarach Neveles Teyavon, Vodek Sakim Nosanom, Mutulach Lomishchit Haso. The Avi Yisrael Mumar who eats Neveles Teyavon. He enjoys eating non-kosher food, so he eats it when he has, when that's what's available to him. So you're allowed to be Vodek the Sakim for him, give him that knife, and then you can eat from a shechita, because you check the knife, so you know that it's not an avela. My taima, kivin dika teiriv yisura, since he has two ways to kill this animal, he could do b'darach het, or he could do b'darach his, or he could do a proper shechita, or he could just stab the animal to death. Lo shavik teiriv achli yisura. Why would he, if both are equally easy, why would he not do the heter way? When they're both equally easy, of course he'll do the heter way. He's not lahachis, ihachi ki lo batagnami. So says, well then, why do you even need to check the knife? He would check the knife. That's pretty easy. Gemara says, well, not so easy. Mitzvah lotarach. He doesn't want to go through the bother of having to check the knife, and if there's a pegim in the knife, what's he going to do? Then he's going to sharpen it. That's a big tircha already, to go through all that. That he's not willing to do. Amalei Rabban L'Rava, Tani D'Misayelach. So the Rabban said to Rav, we have a brisa that backs you up. Chemtzon shel Ovrei Avera achar Pesach. The chametz of Ovrei Avera after Pesach, mutter miyad mipnei shein machlifin, is mutter right away, because they could always trade their chametz for the chametz of a non-Jew, and chametz of a non-Jew that was over love Pesach is kosher. So even though their own chametz is no good, but they have nothing to lose. It's very easy for them to make it mutter by just trading right after Pesach with a non-Jew. Now, if you look at Rashi, Mereshim Machlifim Shalav de Chavim, the Kivin de Matzi Lechel, Hatera, de Chamet, Shalav de Chavim, Shalav Pesach Mutter, Loachel Didei. Since they could eat Mutter Chametz by eating the non Jews Chametz, why would they eat their own? The Chamet Shalav Shalav Pesach Aser. Because their own, they know, is Chamet Shalav Pesach. I, Vyafgav de Hashanami, Isser Hulikabei, Tamis Hani, Michamet Shalav Pesach. You're not allowed to get Hanah from Chamet Shalav Pesach either. And what's he doing? He's using his Chamet Shalav Pesach to acquire chametz that's okay. So isn't that usher for him to do? Obviously the guy's not just giving him his chametz, he has to trade it. He has to give him his chametz. But still, it's better than eating chametz shavar lav pesach. So it's still usher, but it's more mutter than eating chametz shavar lav pesach. So for that, he would also, we assume he would go through that trade, even to upgrade his level of isser. Fine, says the so the Gemara says Vaitu now Alma. So what do we see from there? Lo shavik hateira. I'm sorry. Savrua hamani Rabbi Yehuda. You were assuming who is this Rabbi Yehuda? Damar chametz achar pesach da raisa. That chametz achar pesach is da raisa, and still the katanim bnei shein machlifin, and we still assume that they're going to trade it. Alma lo shavik hateira v'achli sura. So you see that there is such a chazaka that if he has the ability to eat b'derech heter, he's not going to eat iser. Mimai damar Rabbi Shimon. Damar chametz achar pesach drabban mechilin b'drabban b'da raisa lo mechilinan. No. Maybe we're similar like Rabbi Shimon, the Chametz Shavar Lav Pesach is only Din Darabanan to begin with, and we're only going to be Mekel on a Din Darabanan. We would never be Mekel on a Din Daraisa to assume that Lo Shavik Hater Vachli Sura. Says Gemara, no, that's exactly the point. Even on a Din Darabanan, Tavinami Rabbi Shimon, Mikatani Shani Yomer Chlifo, we're not saying that we're assuming he was Machlif. Mipneisha Machlifim Katani. We know that he's Machlif. Even on a Darabanan, he's going to be careful to be Machlif. The Vade Machlifin. Umabi Darabanan Lo Shavik Hater Vachli Sura, but the Raisa Lokolshkain. So if even he'll even avoid a Drabanan when it's easy. Of course he'll avoid a Daraisa when it's easy. It's called the Chomer, so it's a great Raya to Rava. Let's bring another Raya. Hakol Shachlan Afilu Kuti Afilu Arav Afilu Yisrael Mumar. Anyone can Shacht, even a Kuti, even an Arel, even a Yisrael Mumar. So Hay Arel Hechidami. What kind of Arel are we talking about? What kind of uncircumcised person? If we're talking about someone whose brothers died as a result of having a Mila, well then he's a perfectly legitimate good Yisrael. So what's the Chiddush? El Pshita Mumar La Arelus. Must be there, because if Mesuach Makmasmila, you don't need to get a Mila, it's Sakana. So must be there, we're talking about that he's a Mumar La Arelus, that he's someone who didn't want a bris mila. And you're allowed to eat from a shechita because just because he's a mumar for a reilus does not make him a mumar for the rest of kol haTorah kula. Eima seifa, but then you read Vayter in that same brisa, and what did it say? Va'afilu Yisrael mumar. We said an arel, which meant a mumar for a reilus, and then we said, in addition to that, to a mumar for a reilus, also Yisrael mumar. So, hay mumar echidami. What kind of mumar are we talking about? Imum l'davar echad, hay mumar l'arelus. If he's only a mumar for one area of halacha, well, then that's the same thing as mumar l'arelus. Also a mumar for only one area of halacha. Why would we repeat it? El lav mumar lo sadavar. It must be he's a mumar for this issue itself, for shechita. He eats nevelos. He's a mumar for that halacha. Look at the Rava, and we're assuming like Rava, that even though this is a man who eats nevelos himself, you're allowed to trust his shechita if you check the knife in advance. So that's a Raya to Rava. Says Gemara, lo, that's Raya number two to Rava. Gemara says, no, not a good Raya. Really, I'll tell you, Mumar lo sadavar lo, that a Mumar lo sadavar is no good. If he's a Mumar to eat nevelos, you're not allowed to trust the Shechita at all. My time of keeping the dashbar keter dummy like, because if it's an avera that he violates, he views it as heter. He doesn't view it as being a problem from at all. Ela mumar lavodus kochavim. When we say mumar, we mean he's a mumar lavodus zara. Ukdravana dam ravana mashmol. You saw mumar lavodus kochavim mutalechum mishkitaso. So you have to say a different kiddush then. That a mumar for avodus zara, you're allowed to eat from his shchita. That's Ravanan's din. So you have to say one kiddush or the other. Either you got to go with Rava's kiddush that a mumar for nevelos, you're allowed to eat from his shchita, as long as you check the knife for him, or like Rav Anan's chiddush that a mumar lavodah zara, you're allowed to eat from his shechita. So now we're going to analyze that possible chiddush that a mumar lavodah zara. Gufa, Amar Rav Anan, Amar Shmuel, Yisrael mumar lavodah zchav mutalach mishchitaso. If you have a mumar lavodah zara, you're allowed to eat from a shechita. Shekein matzinu b'Yehoshafat Melech Yehuda, shenena misudas Achav. Yehoshafat was a big tzaddik. Achav was a big not tzaddik. He was a very big Rasha. And Yehoshafat ate from the Su'udah of Achav. Now Rashi lays out the rules over here. Rashi says, Achav and his friends, we know that they were over the Avodah Zarah, but we don't know that they ate Nevelos. We know that they were over the Avodah Zarah. That's clear in Tanakh. But we don't know that they were that they ate Nevelos. Yoshafat was a Tzadik Gamur. So Yoshafat ate from Achav Su'udah. How do I know that? Shnemar, it says in the Pasuk. Vayizbach lo Achav Tzonu Vakar Larov, Ulam Asherimo, Vesisei Lalos al Ramot Gilad. That Achav used a big Su'udah to bring Yoshafat in as an ally. So bottom line is, you see, Achav made a big Su'udah, Yoshafat participated in the Su'udah. So you see, it's a raya that a mumar that for Avodah Zarah, you're allowed to eat from a Shechita. So the Gemara is going to have seven rejections of that proof. Seven attempted rejections of that proof between now and the end of the daf. We're probably not going to get to all of them today. Let's see. Number one, Vidilma Mizbach Zafach Mechalo Achal. How do you know Yoshafat ate? We know it says that Achav prepared a feast. We don't know that Yoshafat actually ate from the feast. Sometimes you're at someone's house and you're not sure if you can trust the kashrus. You make some sort of excuse. I have a stomachache. I don't really like that. And, okay. So how do you know that he actually ate from it? So the answer is the Gemara Vayisiseu Ksiv. It says Vayisiseu. So he seduced him with it. How do you seduce him with it if he doesn't eat? So Vadilma B'dvarim. Maybe he just seduced him with words. He spoke to him. So Eina Sasa B'dvarim. Nah, it doesn't work. The way to a man's heart is his stomach. It's not going to just speaking to him isn't going to help. Velova Ksiv Ki Yisischa Achicha. It says Ki Yisischa Achicha. Doesn't that mean with words? So it says Gemara, no, Bachil B'shtia. That's telling him also. If your brother wants you to get you to do Avodah Zarah, he's a Mesis, he'll feed you and get you to do Avodah Zarah. That the HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry at the Satan and he says, you caused me, you were maces me to swallow up Eov for nothing, to cause Eov all this tzara for nothing. So what, the Satan gave HaKadosh Baruch Hu food? Obviously it's not food, it's obviously B'dvarim. Gemara says, yeah, Lamal, Shiny. Obviously if you're being maces HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not with food. But whenever you're maces a human being, it's always with food. So bottom line is, one rejection, it doesn't work. The rejection that maybe he didn't eat doesn't work because it says he was maces, he must have eaten. Okay, possible rejection of the raya number two. Vidilma mishta ishti mechal ochal. We said a way to a man's heart is through his stomach, but it doesn't necessarily have to mean with food. It could be that he drank. So the Gemara says, okay, but maishna shia damrin mumalavuzcham lavi mumalakal tarakula. Achil nami mumalavuzcham lavi mumalakal tarakula. If he was a mumalakal tarakula, he wouldn't be allowed to drink his wine either. So the fact that he drank his wine shows you that you hold a mumalavul desire is not a mumalakal tarakula, and therefore mele you're allowed to eat his meat also. Says Gemara, no, big difference. Hachi ashta shtia stam yenim hu. What's the whole issue of drinking his wine? You don't know that he was menasech of avodah zarah. It's just stam yenim. V'adayin lo nesu yenish lo dechav. In the times of the navi, they didn't yet make such a gzeira called stam yenim to asa the yayin of a guy. Avol achila imelach mum lavozchav amrum lekal tarkula. But nevela, that was nisadaraisa. So you should not have been able to participate from eating the meat. So ibay say melav orchi demichla mishtia below michlia demalka mishtia below michla. It's not normal for a king to eat to drink without eating. Or the pasuk says, so how is he mace him through zvicha? So you see, he must have eaten. So that rejection of the raya doesn't work. He definitely ate. So it says Gemara, okay, v'dilma ovadia zavach. But how do you know that Achav did the shechita? Maybe he had ovadia, big tzaddik, do the shechita. Gemara says l'rov ksiv ovadia lo avasafik. No, because he says he shechted so much, ovadia himself wouldn't have been able to shech so much. Rejection number four, v'dilma shivas alafim zavuach ksiv yishati b'yisol shivas alafim kol habrechem asher lo karu lebal. That there were 7,000 Jews still alive that were religious Jews that didn't worship Avodah Zarah. Maybe they did the shechita. And Gemara tzmur avamitzmuri me'ezevel. No, they were in hiding. They were hiding from the wicked queen Izebel, so they couldn't have done the shkita. Rejection number five, Vidilma Gavri da Achav Avu Malu. Maybe Achav's workers who did the shkita on his behalf, maybe they were good guys. When you have a bad leader, all the followers are bad also. Rejection number six, Vidilma Gavri da Yoshavit Nami Lo Avu Malu. Maybe Yoshafat's people were bad guys, so Zavor Gavri da Achav Achav Gavri da Yoshafat. Achav's people shachted, Yoshafat's people ate. Zavor Chavadya Achal Yoshafat, and Avadya maybe shechted a little bit, just enough for Yoshafat himself to eat. So therefore, no one Yoshafat was not eating from shechita of a mumer l'avodah zarah. Lo sagdag mi demoshel makshav al davar sheker kol mishos v'shem al davar emes mishos v'tzadikim. We have the right to assume that when someone is a good guy, his followers are tzadikim also. Okay, we're out of time. We'll do the seventh rejection tomorrow. Mitzvah Hashem.